Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Choc Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tommy Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Choc Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Choc Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Zane Keaton, and I'm chilling with Choc Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Choc Mommy. Let's get it!
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Choc Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Choc Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Good evening and welcome to Chocolate City Radio. This is your girl Choc Mommy, the host of Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show ever, and I am doing my show live tonight. I know I still sound nasal, and that's only because this cold is still kicking my ass. It's like, I'm taking medicine for it, but it don't seem to fucking matter at all. So what happened was, I was gonna do fucking stick cam, but I can't. Oh my gosh, you motherfuckers have pissed me off so fucking bad, yo. Like, I swear, I have so many fucking haters. I do everything right. I mean, okay, Saturday, yes, we did do a little too much. We did play around and you know, we did our dancing scene, and then we went from dancing to, let me see, how can I explain it? We went from dancing to dancing, and then I think what happened was I played with my dildo, and I got danced so fucking fast. So then I caught myself trying to get one up, you know what I'm saying? I used another email address or whatever. And no motherfuckers just was not trying to have it. So I must have some serious ass haters on my team. Not even say on my team, just in my way. But you can't really stop me because I'm still going to do whatever the fuck it is I want to do. I'll just find another platform or another. Okay, sorry about that. My damn dog is back, and he knocked my modem out of the wall. Hi, Princess May. How are you doing?
Hi, Sweetie Pooh.
Man, Big Ham has fucking...
What happened?
They banned me. Again.
They banned you?
Again, before I even did anything.
Mother, why did you get banned this time?
I guess because it said Chalk City or something. I don't know.
Wow.
So you know me.
Damn tripping, huh?
Yeah.
I'm just leaving a wedding, and I can honestly tell you that I am so super sexy right now. Yes, I am.
Girl, bye. Girl, bye. Okay, super sexy.
I had all the biker guys, and they took me for rides on their motorcycles.
Must be nice.
It is. I want to be a biker babe when I grow up.
Whatever. Sound like you want to be a biker. You want to be community property for bikers.
No.
You sure?
Uh-uh.
You positive? Because I can help you out now.
I'm good with that. I don't want to be community property. I just want to be a biker, babe. There's a difference, baby.
Oh, there's a difference?
There is. I'm your property, not community property.
Oh, see, I like that. I like that a lot. I am trying to find a way for people to see me live.
Huh?
I'm trying to find a way for people to see me live.
I don't know, Sweetie Pooh. I'm not sure what we need to do then.
Oh,
unless
I'm
you log in under my account.
I'm a tiny chat.
Huh?
I'm a tiny chat.
All right, Miss Tiny Chat.
But the thing is, I gotta, let me see here. I need to find the embed code, right? And
embedded on the chocolatecityradio.com.
Yeah. I mean, if I was that, I used to be able to, like, a long time ago, and I don't know what the hell happened. You know what I mean? So
I think we just being screwed over by Stick Cam. That's some bullshit right there.
It's okay, because that means I'm doing something right. I mean, I must be doing something really good, but them motherfuckers will be coming at me like that, and all I'm doing is just my radio show.
Uh-huh.
Like,
who's the guest for tonight?
It's just us, baby.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
that's
just
us.
Damn. I was trying to find this damn, whatchamacallit. So, I just have to be like, I'm live on Tiny Chat. That's the best thing that I can tell people, other than my site or whatever. It's just like, I'm so upset. But, you know, don't get mad. Just work around and work around. That's what I'm going to do. But guess what I got in the email today, girl?
What?
A request to interview Swim Thug.
Why?
What? Because I know his publicist, and that would be a good look. And
no, I'm saying why. I meant to say how.
Okay. Because I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? So,
sorry, I'm in Popeye's drive-thru now, and I'm reading the menu board. I can't do two things at one time.
I would not even come out my mouth and say that. I would not even say that. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be like, I can't do two things at once. So,
no, I can, but this just, I was in, you know, food is like one of those things that distracts me.
Oh, okay, because, you know, my next thing was going to be like, how are you going to be able to handle me and a dude in our threesome?
Because I can take it in both holes at the same time. Hey, it'll work for me.
TMI.
I wipe out.
Oh my god. You know what? I don't know what to say. Damn it, man. That's all I can say is damn it, man, because that's crazy. Like, for real. Both holes, double penetration.
Oh, it would be so nice.
So what about the mouth and the hole?
The what?
What about the mouth? Like, what are you going to do with the mouth? Because you said two holes. I'm thinking, like, pussy and ass. What happens with the mouth?
Yeah, those are the two. My mouth needs to be open so I can talk and be like, ooh, do it right there. Move it to the right. Move it to the left. Do it a little harder.
You know what?
What?
You the old nasty, super freaky female.
That's why you love me. Shut up.
Yes, I love you and the perky boobs and the booty. And
hold on.
Okay. I swear, only on my show will my co-host be ordering some damn food. If it wasn't for the fact that I love her, I'll swear I would thrash her like three times. And I'm still trying to find this damn embedded code, and I used to know where it was so I could, like, put it on my site so it's easier for everybody to see me. But I don't know where the hell it is. Or I could just go live and use Ustream and get it over with. And then I have, like, a
I know you're talking shit about me. What did you say?
I ain't say nothing.
You already said that you would have blasted me, like, how many times now?
No, I didn't say anything. What I was thinking about is maybe I should use, remember how we did Ustream? Because that leaves us a recording.
Okay.
And, I mean, I can send you a request to be a co-host and share the screen with me.
Okay, on your stream?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, oh, my gosh. The channel is Chocolate City Radio, but you'll find
You're going to have to inbox it to me.
Yeah, I'm going to sign out of here and then go to Ustream. Sorry, Servon, two-man army, Servon. You're going to have to come to Ustream because I have got to get up out of here. Okay, so I'm out of here, so let me go to Ustream. And then while I'm doing that, how about I play some music?
Please.
And think about what I'm going to talk about tonight. Tonight is Freestyle Friday. So basically, we talk about any and everything like we do on every show. But I guess it was just going to be a week to reflect, invent, blast your thoughts, blast some artists, or whatever it is we feel like doing. That's what I'm thinking. I mean, it could be something else. I mean, I'm not sure. As you know, this week we lost...
Heavy D and Joe Frazier.
Y'all know that. No, I was saying guys because you hear, like, all this music and everything in the background. Like, what the hell? So, I got to fucking work with this shit, too. So, it's like, everybody's like, what the hell is that in the background? So, it's Pacquiao and Marquez weigh-ins. I'm using stick cam. Ustream to go live for my show, so you guys just have to bear with me, okay? Oh, well, and remember, and okay, now I'm live on Ustream, so, okay, we're going to close, and then we're going to start broadcasting, but the only thing is, I can't see my fucking, my screen, because they done so much on the back end, like, it's crazy. So, it's like, recording has been started, so we should be good. So, what I need to do here is, go off right there, and then, I'm broadcasting live now, so I guess I just need to go to my damn channel, then I can actually see me and then grab the embed code, and that way I can do my chat and everything like that. So it's saying broadcast now, so I'm already doing that. So this is crazy. I don't understand how the fuck I cannot get the swing of this. This is crazy so fucking much. I should just be like, fuck it, and just not do this. But I don't know. Princess May, help me. Are you there, or did you hang up? Oh, no, she's still there. I swear, let me play some music, because I'm about to be mad at myself. Yes, I am on Ustream right now, and this shit has got me fucking bent, because I cannot work this shit. It's been too motherfucking long. So, I gotta play my remix to, Let's Make a Movie. I like this. I like the part of, Young Dro being in here and whatnot. So, I'm gonna play Make a Movie, the Twista remix with Chris Brown and Young Dro. Sooner or later. My play is Friday the 13th. Oh, my goodness. I have the worst luck sometimes. Okay, now it's coming up. So thank you guys for being patient with me while I'm working all this shit out. I've been sick all week, so it's just like, I don't know.
Body up at the beginning of the cruise, got me on the track like Twista, spit like a wood, digging your body, man, I'm taking this in the smoke. got me so drunk, I'm feeling kind of woozy. What it gon' take for you to come on me here, jewelry? Shrugging my stomach, I threw my HD camera, her booty so big. But damn, I think I can handle it. I smell it like East Smith, y'all can dance in the bed. Damn, I hope she's out of your care with my head. She wanted like Patron, I'm like happy instead. And when she kissing on me, I start shaking my leg. I'm tripping, I think I'm really going crazy. Shawty got a body that never seems to amaze me. Baby, put me to sleep, I woke up and I thought of it. Hey, baby, put me out of my head. Movie got me caught up. Shawty said she wanted my nine. Tell her, no, I want her body on the solo. She knew I was a baller. I was riding through my garage. She closed the hole with a body full of polo. Shawty's so hot, she with me. Shawty's so hot, she with me. Get freaky on my camera. Tell me in the movie.
Like you want me, don't need my hands on your way.
Talk about my frame. Here you go, baby. Beat it out the frame.
You know what it is, man. Rock hard. I beat it out the frame. Beat it out the frame. Beat it out the frame. Like, tonight I'm feeling ignorant. This ain't so ridiculous. Leave that skirt and heels on. In them you look sickening. Liquor down with ice cubes. Top her off with licorice. Might just take it lower. Let me find out if she ticklish. Retarded dick. I go dumb up in that pussy. What you mean I can't? Hell no, so you ain't pushing. Killing with a veteran. Ain't fucking with no rookies. Put some legs open. Let me see that pretty nuts. Working up an appetite. So shit, we can feast. Some holding all that coming. Well, let me help you release some. Always available, I call her when I need some. Run that pipe off through her walls, that's why she keep on leaking. See, that's that freaky shit. She stay up on that kinky shit. And plus she digging girls that give in here while getting eating shit. Like a track pulled from the back when I be beating it. Type of girl I wouldn't mind getting caught cheating with. Like, bang, I beat it out the frame. Say what it is, baby, you know I ain't for no games. Like, bang, I beat it out the frame. Guarantee once you leave, honey, you won't be the same. Like, bang, I beat it out the frame. Beat it out the frame. Beat it out the frame. Like, bang, I beat it out the frame. Beat it out the frame. Watch me beat it out the frame.
I'm checking texts in my phone. Lil shawty talking nasty. Saying I can smash. All I gotta do is ask. Replied, I'm on the ad. So let me get this cash. But once a nigga finish, I'ma cut her like grass. I beat it out the frame. She screaming out my name like dang, dang, Paul, freeze. You getting little comfortable. My name is D-Boy to you, and I ain't trying to come for you. Bitch, I got a lady, I ain't trying to trade her for you. Just throw that pussy back and I'ma catch it, you know what to do. Touchdown, I'm in that hole like one sap. Couple back shots, now she thinks she got a spinal tap. Man, she need another brain. She gave me all of hers, now this bitch is insane. Don't want me to leave, but girl, you know that game. I ain't trying to be your main, I just beat it out the frame. Like,
bang, I beat it out the frame. Say what it is, baby, you know I ain't for no games. Like, bang, I beat it out the frame. Guaranteed once you leave, honey, you won't be the same. Like, bang, I beat it out the frame. Beat it out the frame, beat it out the frame. Like, bang, I beat it out the frame. Beat it out the frame, watch me beat it out the frame.
If she coming to my house, I'ma beat it out the frame. Beat it out the frame, watch me beat it out the frame. You don't want it in the mouth, I'ma beat it out the frame. Beat it out the frame, watch me beat it out the frame.
Catch me all up in a blouse, I'ma beat it out the frame. Beat it out the frame, huh? Beat it out the frame, and you ain't gotta be my spouse for me to beat it out the frame. Beat it out the frame, watch me beat it out the frame.
Dedicated to all these motherfuckers out here that think that they can beat me out the frame. What y'all better do is read my motherfucking blogs and do y'all homework and look at my videos and know ain't shit a joke about me. Like, for real. That's the best hit. That's the best advice I can give anybody is do that. You know what I'm saying? Then we won't have no problem with what we got going on. You know what I mean? So, with that, getting back to my music, I had to play, I call this like a pre-dick sucking song. It's just basically at the end of this song, it's teaching females how to mess with the nutsack with Sammy and Trey Songz. Not my, She Ain't My Girl. I just love that song, like for real. Especially all up in the sack like a quarterback. Whew, great gossip, Batman. That shit is just something serious, like, for real. I don't know what made them come together to make that song, but it is so off the chain. So, here we go. Trey Songz and Sammy.
Oh, y'all do what I owe.
She ain't my girl.
Loving my back shot, so I need to get them some
some front shots and some more back shots so people can stop mm-hmm. thinking that I'm taking it in
yeah.
the house. You know? Damn.
Yep, you're right.
Should I do an instructional video on anal?
You're right.
Hmm. So you got me all hot tonight. Fuck my dildo tonight. See what you started.
So, yeah, right now I'm on this thing, this kind of tweaking on Twitter.
Oh, I feel you. I tweet the whole time that I'm on the air and whatnot. I have my tweet deck up at all times, doing what I do. I don't know where the hell my co-host is, but she need to hurry up because we got some more shit to talk.
Oh.
Princess Nay, my co-host out of Florida. Like, she be riding the wave with me. She is so damn funny. She is just, like, hysterical.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, we kind of, like, double team guys and everything like that. You
that's
know,
crazy.
Because men can't handle certain truths, or men can't handle certain things that come out in public, you know what I mean? Or certain
yeah.
stuff can't. So it's like when you put a guy on blast and you ask him a question and it's unexpected, he's like, what? Like, no the fuck she didn't just ask you that. And see, Princess Nay, you know, when I'm trying to be nice, then she'll be bad and then she'll come in and just ask whatever. She'll set you up for the kill.
Mm-hmm.
So, you
yeah.
know, like a good thing. So what part of New York are you in? What part of New York are you in?
Jamaica, Queens.
Oh my gosh. Every time I come to New York, I always stay in Queens. I don't know why. I don't know why, but I always stay there.
Oh, I stay in Queens all the time. See, I got family stays in Roosevelt, Long Island, so I be in Queens.
See. Queens got some nice food.
You from out here? You from New York?
No, I'm from North Carolina, but I have a big fan base up there. So I always go there in I go up there and do photo shoots, radio stuff and whatnot and hang out and chill out. You know what I mean? And
you should come out here.
I'm gonna come in January.
Oh, for real? So you make sure you call me and tell me you'd be out here so I can get up with you.
See, I be having to be, like, on the low when I come up there because, man, I done talked so much shit about New York bitch that motherfuckers be, that I think they done got a petition together.
Me, I'm different. Like, you come out here, we can go to HK, BB King's, or we go to THG Club. Like, I ain't got in the city, you feel me? So, you come out here anytime, you definitely hit me up. Tell me, yo, I'm coming out there. Come out here in January. I definitely support that movement.
You know what? The whole time that I've come to New York, I've never gone to the club. I was like, never. I always because it'd be cold. I don't like the cold weather. I have to be warm, so I stay in a hotel in my bed with my laptop and the TV on and I be BBMing, tweeting, working, eating. Like, the weight of my heart, you know, is food. I'm not going to say the weight of my pussy is food because then motherfuckers would be like, ooh, that's a food boy. All you got to do is get some food and you can fuck. That's a lie.
Wow.
Sure that
I ain't never heard that before in my life.
Clear that out real quick. You know what I'm saying? The way the baby has me is to feed me. I love food. Guys are like, oh, you want to go out to eat? Hell yeah. He was like, yo, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't give a fuck. Let's go.
So we go to, like, IHOP, anywhere.
Yes. Like, have you ever had a female hop on you in IHOP? I think that would be kind of sexy. Like, why you
oh, you bugging wild.
She be playing with your dick, and then she might pull it out, And when the waitress comes, it's like, here's your food. And, you know, the sausage are like, nah, I already got it right here, boo-boo. You want to share? I bet you would blush like hell, huh?
Oh, you was a bug out. I didn't want you to come out here for that.
See, I'm a bold-ass female. I'm very bold.
Hey, I respect that.
You know, you only live once, so you gotta just, you know, set the bar, make people be like, wow, where the hell did she come from? We need more females like that. Like, wow, did she just fuck me? And, like, I like to leave men in awe, like, wow, she fucked me, and it wasn't shit I could do. Like, I've been victimized.
So, I need that.
I don't know. Now, that shit can be kind of crucial.
I need that. I need that.
That shit can be kind of crucial. And then just think, as you're at the table eating your food, you're getting some good-ass head, and it's like you're about to come, but you can't go nowhere, and all you can do is just sit there and just stare straight ahead, and she's just taking it from you, like, you know what I'm saying? And you're just like, oh, sweet mother of Jesus, oh.
Yeah, I recognize you did that before.
Actually, I haven't, but I have a wild imagination. Like, as I see things, I visualize them, and I can see myself doing that, you know what I'm saying? I don't mind going to jail if you don't mind going to jail.
Yeah.
You just have somebody to bond us out, we good. Then people are going to be like, oh my God, that's the guy that got his dick sucked in. Ah, and she swallowed him. Yeah. See, that's a good reputation to have, because then people going to look at you and high five you and you like, oh, you the man, you the man.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Have you ever done anal sex?
No.
Really?
No.
Would you try it at least once?
Never did it.
Okay, just because you've never did it, that don't mean you wouldn't try it?
Never tried it.
You've never, I mean, but would you be open to try it?
I would love to.
Okay, now, do you know how to do it?
Yeah, it's easy.
It's easy?
It's easy.
How is it easy sticking your ass in a female's butt that may not have been fucked in the butt before?
I don't know. I watched.
Oh, you watched some porn, so you feel like you're...
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Watch a lot of movies, and that's it. I got one in my room.
Okay, well, do you have a porn star dick?
No.
Oh, so you have a little dick.
No, I got it. I'm just playing.
Okay, what's playing? 6, 7?
It's 9, 5.
Okay, that's not small. That's not small change. That's not playing.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, that's workable.
Okay.
Yeah, that's very workable. Females might be happy with some 9 inches.
You can do a lot.
So have you ever licked ass before?
No, I ain't never tried that.
So what's the freakiest thing you've ever done?
Let me see. I've been a virgin for a while. I've been a virgin since I was 18.
You what?
I was a virgin at 18, so virgin.
And how old are you now?
24.
Oh, so you've only been fucking 6 years.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, yes. See, you don't want to fuck with nobody like me, because I'll ruin your life.
So, Come on here in New York. Let me. Just come out here. Come out here and support it.
Oh, so you want me to come out there and support it, or you gonna come out there and support me?
Huh?
Oh, you want me to come out there and you're gonna support, you're gonna be a fan.
Yes, I'm gonna come over there to the hotel. You support me.
But you're not ready.
You gotta give me a chance.
I'm gonna need you to get about 5 more years of fucking experience under your belt, and then you'll be ready.
No, give me a chance. Give me the honor to admit.
I'll give you a chance.
Give me a chance.
Hmm.
It'll probably be a surprise. You'll probably be like, ooh.
But see, I don't want to ruin, like, I don't want to fuck up your head because I am a freaky ass female. You know what I mean? So
hey,
I don't want to be responsible for what may happen to you.
Hey, this is what I want to tell you. You probably didn't have to see. You had to see first.
Okay.
If you did. That means, come out here in New York. Come out and support it. I'll be the first one coming to you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You talking about everybody talking about you? I'm a cool person. I'll definitely come straight to you.
Oh, I like that. You'll come straight to me. I ain't had no dick since August. I'm long overdue. Oh, I've just been fucking my toys. Matter of fact, let me play Freaky in the Club so I can get your mindset ready to take you to the next level.
Hey.
Freaky.
Watching the movies, watching DVDs.
Okay, so
basically, do you do any other positions?
Nah, that's, well, I do what is, what, jogging the meat, and that's it.
Okay, so how many females have you fucked in recent years?
Huh?
How many females have you fucked in these 6 years?
None. Zero. Zero.
Okay, so you started fucking when you were 18, or you're still a virgin?
I'm still a virgin.
Boo-boo. I can't do a virgin. I did a virgin in high school then.
See, if you come out here in New York, it'd definitely be on. You'd be the first person. You'd be like, oh, he's a real cat. He definitely would come through. Like, you show me that imagination. I want to see how the imagination from a Chicago girl to come out here and make that Chicago move.
I'm going to hold that thought right there. We're
going to
take a phone call from 212-804.
Yeah, what's going on, Chocolate City?
Hi, how are you?
I'm chilling. I'm all right, man. Just checking in, man. I don't really know what the hell is going on up there tonight, but I'm just checking in, man. What y'all rapping about tonight?
Oh, wow. See, I have a guest called in from New York, and he hasn't been with a woman before. He's like a virgin, which is not a bad thing, but he wants to lose his virginity to me. He doesn't know who I am. Virgins have no room in my life because I was spoiling for life. Like, ooh.
Hey, ain't no wrong with that. Ain't no wrong with that.
Well, you said the man is a virgin.
Yes.
Me knowing your style, Chocolate, I know you probably want to turn him out.
It's like keeping a person clean. You feel, you know,
you
how many
turn
people
him, you want to turn him out, baby, because you know you feel that he, you know, don't know what's going on or whatever. And I think every woman's dream, every woman's fantasy to put it on a nigga that ain't, I don't know what it is, or I don't know what it's about, or I don't know what it feel like. Yeah, well, you already know how we do in Harlem. You know what it is.
Hold up. Nah. Harlem, I can't say how Harlem does. Harlem be having some fucked up dick. Brooklyn, okay. Harlem, only
yeah, nah, I can't even let you put that out there. I can't even let you put that out there like that. And, you know, you ain't dipping dab in the right place, you know?
Oh.
You ain't dipped and dabbed in the right. You could have dipped and dabbed that night and saw what was happening, but we're going to leave it at that. We're going to leave it at that. We're going to leave it at that, Chocolate Mama. You could have found out that night, but we're going to leave it at that. We ain't going to put it out there like that.
What night was this?
Yeah, I ain't going to say. Chocolate
Mama.
You know the voice.
Hello?
You know the voice.
Hello?
Is this Mr. Blackshear?
Nah, this is not Mr. Blackshear.
Okay, now that's the only person in Harlem that can say something.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, this is Blackshear point two tonight. But like I said, you know, not getting off the subject of the radio station, but, you know, it's real ill, though, you know what I'm saying? You know, for a man to be a virgin nowadays, in these dead times, it's just like me having no kids, you know what I'm saying? Me being, you know, a 32-year-old man with no kids, like, that's like being a virgin to some people nowadays. When you talk to women, they're like, you don't have no kids, you know, and especially all the girls I've seen you with, or you've been fucking with, you ain't got no kids, ain't nothing wrong with my sperm, ain't nothing wrong with nothing. It's just, I don't have it. So I guess, you know, being a virgin is, you know, it's something like that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's very rare. It's very rare for a man to be a virgin in this day and time, just like it's very rare for a man to have kids. But, you know,
to not have kids.
Yeah.
Princess May.
Yes, baby.
What?
Are you listening to the
NY?
Into the NY.
The Soul of Black Talent. The Prophet, the Soul of Black Talent.
is a licking
Anytime
clean
I
person.
Speak, I speak the truth, you know. I speak the truth, you know. The soul of black talent, I always speak the truth, you know. You know what I mean? But like I said, you know, I wanted to come up here and see how the forum changed, you know. So I see that the forum is a little more cool. Y'all a little more classy with it. So that's how I'm going to keep it, you know. But I had to just tap in and make sure it was like that.
Classy? What show are you on?
No, but you know what I mean? Like semi, y'all on a semi-cool tonight.
Tell them up. Hello?
You know? But I don't want to take up all the time or whatever, you know, because I know y'all can talk to me all night. But, you know, I'm going to just, you know, I was just falling back, just soul of black talent, signing off from Harlem, you know, and, you know, y'all have a nice, blessed rest of y'all show.
Thank you for calling Chocolate City Radio and riding the chocolate wave, Mr.
All right, yeah.
I'll look out for that
all the hustler knows, B. Tell them to the check-in and all that hustler knows, B. That's what it's about. All the hustler knows, B. The soul of black talent, Aaron Blackshear, holla.
babies like it's nothing.
I mean, I've met a few, and I say a few that have not had kids. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's because God knew that them bastards wouldn't be good daddies.
Or they knew that they would have babies, mamas that would be money hungry.
Or it just wasn't the right time. That's how I look at it. Oh, first of all, I got to give Shay the birthday shout-out. Her birthday was this week. And for those of you that don't know, this is my Twitter buddy. She be instigating me to write some of them damn blogs that I've written. So the anal blogs, y'all can thank her for. Yeah. So between Princess Nay on the phone and on the show as my co-host and just being my bestie and sister in life, that's work. And then when I have
China.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Here, I'm here.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Of course,
you can hear me.
Show. You're supposed to hear us.
I'm trying to hear you. Y'all ain't talking.
Oh, no, I'm listening.
Y'all leave me out like I did something to you or something.
Oh, no, boo-boo. We call
I thought you had to do something to you. I thought,
like, radio show. We're all
I thought
like,
I broke
guests, so
I thought I broke your heart or something. I broke your heart or something. I'm like, dang,
how
she ain't talking to me.
Heart?
Over
you're
the phone?
How can you break my heart and you're a virgin?
Hey, you don't have to play me. Don't put me on blast like that.
No,
you a virgin?
No,
yeah. I'm just keeping it real. I ain't going to be...
Wait, how old are you? You a virgin? Wait.
24, clean.
Where are you from?
I'm from New York, Jamaica, Queens.
Oh, I be out in your hood all the time, boo-boo.
Oh, for real?
Yep.
Dang. Come out of here, then.
What nationality are you?
Not Scorpio.
No,
I'm
nationality.
Aries.
Nationality, not zodiac sign.
Good person, so.
He keep going on,
that's
right?
All.
He keeps raising the question. What nationality are you?
Sure, I don't know.
You're black, you're Haitian,
you're Jamaican, I'm like you're brown.
American. What are you?
No, I'm black, just brown skin.
So you're black American?
Yes, I am.
Oh.
So, were you black, Spanish, Jamaican?
No, I am Puerto Rican, Italian, Irish.
Oh, you Irish? With no, I don't like girls with big heads, man. They got them good. They got that ghetto golf heads.
A ghetto golf head? What is a ghetto golf head?
You know what?
No, I ain't talking about that. You know I ain't talking about you, China. You know I ain't talking about you. You know you're doing your thing on yourself. So I thought this would be a comedy show. It could be good for you.
Yes, this is going to be good for you, this next song that I'm going to play. But I'm going to mute you first. Princess Nay. Princess Nay. I don't know where the hell my co-host is, but I swear, y'all. I got to find something for this song, right, for him. Because, oh, my gosh, you know. Oh, my goodness. Where is
he? Oh, well, 24, so he's a virgin. He lives in Queens. That's intriguing.
I mean, I thought everybody in New York fucked.
We do fuck. That's why he said 24 in Queens. I don't believe you. You need more people.
I mean, it's guys in the chat room from Jersey, and they are cracking up. I told them to call in to help old dude.
Oh,
so,
there is a chat. Dude. Scroll down.
It's play Baby Making Music by Van Keaton, so Mr. Virgin can understand the things that he needs to do in foreplay to get it popping.
It ain't over. till it's over. If we gon' do it, let's do it to our favorite song.
I'll be going like, yay, yay, yay.
Got me ready to make a baby now. Yeah.
Real shit. Oh, no, this is real shit. You feel me? Mr. Rose, all my ladies out there that's like working that pole. You know, this hood and blue shit. They create time. You're a fool for them. So all my ladies, let's get it.
I saw you working that pole. She knows she got it wrong. Shawty laid the mug, put some tongs on, shawty got the kiss of that penny, that bread, that cheese, head down, ass up, sliding down with the heat. Shawty, let me see, you know I'm a freak. Turn over, bend over, bust it open for me. Right there, shawty, let me see. I love to see you bounce that ass, shawty, work it that. Oh, 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 oh.
Oh,
J Hart and working that pole. So we have Shay, and then we have Mr. Jamaica Queens. So,
yes.
Mr. Queens, did you learn anything from those songs? Did you hear anything that might be able to help you in your quest for some pussy?
Yeah.
What did you hear?
Dropping on that pole.
Okay, now, if a female jumps on your pole, like if a female like me jumps
on your pole. Supposed to ride that joint. Ride it.
She's supposed to ride it.
Ride it.
Ride it. Wait,
ride it.
Ride it.
Ride it.
Just from a virgin, that's how I know you ain't no virgin. He said she gotta ride it. Mm-mm.
You gotta ride it. You gotta up inside it. You gotta put it over the side.
Yeah.
I mean, for somebody that never touched any pussy before, you have a nice active imagination.
Mm.
Hey, it's good how to watch some DVDs.
He must creatively masturbate.
Yeah.
So when you're masturbating and you're like stroking your dick, like when you're about to come, do you like just grip your dick and squeeze it harder, or you just stroke it evenly?
Just stroke it easy.
Okay, so when you're about to come, do you call out one of them bitches' names that you've seen on the DVD, or you just call out some bitch that you really want to fuck?
I just bust a nut.
Oh, you just busting that? You don't call out nobody's name?
Nope.
Like, do you shoot far or just ooze down the dick?
It shoots far.
Really?
Shoots far. Crazy.
What?
Far.
He's going to have a chick stuck to the ceiling like the scary movie.
Yes.
When he finally do get some.
Nah. I do all that stuff when I'm Dark Knight.
He's going to bust off like a Mac 11.
Yeah.
Wow.
It shoots like a doing Superman.
So, with you being a virgin, you really shouldn't have a problem with licking a female's ass then, huh?
Ain't no wrong with that.
Whoa, you lick ass?
Nah, I'm just joking.
Wow, okay.
I'm just joking. I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about.
Would you lick ass, though? That's the question.
Nah, I don't do that. Y'all know them girls. Y'all girls do the same thing, too, licking
no,
ass.
No, I don't lick ass, boo-boo, because I will
yes,
not have my
do.
Partner do to me what I will not do to them. And that I will not do. Mm-mm. You can
no,
lick
I don't
my
do
ass,
that.
But no, you're not licking my ass, because I'm not licking yours.
Nah, I don't do that, no.
I mean, how do you know what you would or would not do? You never just want to
watch it. You're a virgin. How do you know
what
you would or would
not do? The cat is the main part. The cat.
What the fuck is a cat?
The coochie.
Oh, a cat. Wow.
You said cat. You said cat or you said fat cat?
The cat is the coochie.
Because not all coochie is created equal, boo-boo.
The camel. That's what I'm going to name it. The camel, then. The
camel.
Okay.
I see why
yes,
because
you know you got the red camel. You know it. The fat and juicy.
You need to learn some more creative words for the coochie, homeboy, if you ever expect to get some pussy.
Yo.
If you say some shit to me on some cat, I'm going to be like, what the fuck? I don't have no pussy cats in out here. I got a dog.
The dog, no more. Damn. So where you from? So you from where?
I'm from upstate New York, Westchester County.
Oh, that's not too far.
I told you I'd be in your hood 3 times a week.
Shoot, we need to get up then.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
I ain't got no time to train no virgin. I'm good.
All
right. Maybe we need to get up. You don't even know how I look.
You probably look what? Black, nice, beautiful, nice eyes, nice, probably not no personality, attitude problem.
I'm not black.
Filipino, whatever you are.
I'm not black. I might be West Indian by injection, but I am not black.
You probably got a little, the cycle attitude and everything, that little nipple attitude. So.
Nah, not really.
So. Come on in, Jamaica Queens.
I'd be down there 3 times a week, boo boo. You would not be able to handle this. You would end up pulling a groin muscle.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
You deserve to come out here then and stop talking about it.
I just told you I'd be out there 3 times a week. It's not happening.
I'm about to take a music break, so Mr. 516, we're going to put you on pause real quick. I need to play another music. I got a headache. Thank God for Batman. Shay, I don't know where you be bringing your homeboys from. I don't know, but I've got to play a song. Shay, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Woo, man. I swear. He is too funny to me. And this is going to be my impersonation, my impression of Jamaica Queens dude. Like, for real. Like, oh, my gosh. Oh, Lord. You know what? Let me go ahead and represent Brooklyn real quick. I had to play my future baby daddy, but he don't know it yet. Male Matrix. I got to play my favorite song, Pull Trigger. Now, what the fuck if I hear it in?
Shit, it all freaked out. Male Matrix. Couple, what's happening, homie? Still fly high. Pull trenches on them. Hold the gun finger in the air and click it on them. Pull trenches on them. Hold the gun finger in the air and click it on them. The old dog of the wolf pack. I'm on the corner, posted up where the bulls at. Khaki shirt, true religions in the bulls at. Five level trunks, pump, let the pull back. You said what? Nah, I beg your pardon. Getting money over here, you see the Aston Martin. V12, wolf in blood when the engine starts. And if you keep talking slick, I get the guns to dart. Pull trenches on them. Hold the gun finger in the air and click it on them. Pull trenches on them. Hold the gun finger in the air and click it on them. Crawling by the club and he crossing on the fox. You know he hungry and he scheming, got the rocket on him. One in the hand, he ain't even got the cocket on him. Busting a move, he ain't worried about the coppers on him. Black Camaro for the getaway. Give it up for the hobby, do your wig away. A robbery, it could turn into a homicide. I was in the booth, blood, that was my alibi. Pull trenches on them. Hold the gun finger in the air and click it on them. Pull trenches on them. Hold the gun finger in the air and click it on them.
Pull triggers. I like that song. I need to play another song because, boy, I've never had a guest like this before, and he's really special. Like, not like that and whatever, but I just never came across too many 24-year-old virgins. Reminds me of the 40-year-old virgins, but.
I can't. I don't believe he's a virgin, first of all. Not if he lives in Queens.
I mean, tried to fuck somebody, and they made him stop, and he could never finish in some pussy, you know what I'm saying? So that might be one of the things. So
it still technically counts, though, as getting pussy, even if you getting calm, you still stuck your dick in it.
In this case, we're going to bend the rules just a little bit. We're gonna make special boundaries for him because he's really struggling. So we're going to help him. This next song should really give him something to think about. So here's my throwback classic of the day.
Stop.
R.I.P. Aaliyah. Mr.
Rock Bobo.
Yeah. That's what we do over here. We sink ships. We sink them.
Yeah. I understand that.
Do you have a computer?
Huh?
Do you have a computer?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you need to Google Chalk Mommy and go to my sites and then understand the full depth of me, and you'll understand.
I see it on Twitter. I see it on Twitter all the time.
Then have you seen it on Twitter and actually go into it and comprehending what you see and read is a difference.
Yeah, it's a different part. It's a different part what you get. So I respect it. So I ain't gonna lie.
Okay, now question. Would you pay for some pussy?
Ain't no wrong with that. If I had to pay.
Okay, where you work at?
I'm not working nowhere.
So what do you do all day?
Just look for a job.
Okay.
Look for a job. That's all I'm doing.
And then you come home and look at porno flicks and jack your dick.
No, I just chill, watch TV, watch movies. That's all.
What kind of movies you be looking at?
All types of movies on Netflix. All types.
Oh, you be on the Netflix shit?
Yeah.
So, like, you never came across a female that you wanted to fuck or you came close to fucking? I mean, help me understand.
Try to a female. They try to play games, so they trying to act
what?
Like they think they pretty. They pretty or something, so I don't run for no chick. I don't run for them like that, so I let them do them. I'd be a clean person.
I'm saying there's more to a chick than just looks, though, like.
It's all about love.
You need a pretty chick to stick your dick in her, then that's probably why you don't get laid, because we don't know how you look.
Sure, I'm brown skin. I can send you a picture whatever.
But that's still not helping me, because what somebody else finds attractive, I might not.
Sure, what about you? Like, you probably not all that.
And I never claimed to be all that, boo-boo. I'm 5'7", waist length, red hair, and blue eyes. And I speak 3 languages, and I earn a decent living and take care of me and mine.
Oh, I respect that. I respect that. I ain't even realize you're going to try to jump at me.
No, I'm not jumping at you. You're like, oh, well, you're not all that either. I'm not one of these chicks that walk around like my shit don't stink. You feel me? But at the same time, I handle mine, because there's a difference between being sexy, pretty, and cute. When you're a grown-ass man, you learn the difference.
Yeah. I do that, too. I be compromising, working out. I work out, that's all.
But you don't have no job, boo-boo. What female wants a dude that is 24 years old, don't go to school, don't got no kind of job?
I be looking for a job. I don't
but
start looking.
But you're looking, you don't have one. Like,
I don't have one. That's the one thing. That's one thing. So I don't bring that up to myself if I don't have a job.
But if you don't have nothing to offer a female,
they not going to talk to me. That's the one thing.
No, it's not that they not going to talk to you, because I could work with a brother that ain't got no job. If you looking, you actively looking. My point is, if you just sit home and beat your dick and be looking for a motherfucking job, like, how do you look? What dick size is you working with? Is you a millimeter man? Is you a King Dingaling? Is you an average size dick? Because
I'm 9'5".
A 9'5"?
He's
9 and a half inches. Get the fuck out of here. You got a 9.5-inch dick and you're a motherfucking virgin. Now I know you're lying, because there ain't no motherfucking
virgin. Yes, I am. Right? Yes,
nine
I am.
And a half
9 inches.
Inches.
9 inches. Yeah. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Mm-mm.
What? See, why you getting all mad? Like,
I'm not getting mad, because I find your story a little hard to believe. You live in the city, there's plenty of bitches, all different colors of the rainbow, that you could stick your dick in. There's got to be some other issue you have.
Wait.
When you have 9 inches.
I'm fine, okay. I'm 5'9", I'm 5'9", and I'm 9'5". So what's
she's
the
saying
man?
You're 5'9", and you have a 9.5-inch dick and you're brown skin.
Yes.
Okay,
most
you're on Twitter.
Just jump on it based on that, so I don't understand.
Yeah, I need to see a picture. Tweet me a picture.
You gotta add me. My thing would not let me tweet nobody else on Twitter, and I got too many people on my Twitter.
Okay, what's your name on Twitter?
Go to knock down. Knockdown. Knockdown Entertainment. At Knockdown Entertainment. Knockdown Entertainment.
Okay, we typing to pull that up. Because I need to see what you're working with. So you're in the entertainment business?
Yeah.
So how are you entertaining people?
I just tweet them. My partner goes, he do like a showcases, so I kind of help him out and put it out there. He got a showcase out in Memphis.
Are you a hype man?
Yeah.
Does he pay you?
Nah, I do it for free.
Is he getting paid for his show?
It's a war show. So he, for the hip hop, models, barbershops, tattoo.
I'm not finding those Knockdown Entertainment.
Knockdown Entertainment.
I'm not finding that.
Hold on.
Oh, man, y'all going hard in this damn chat room. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, they going in, huh?
Wow.
It's about me, isn't it, huh?
No, we're talking about anal sex.
Yes, it is about me. Stop lying.
No, we're talking about anal sex, not you.
You don't know me very well. I should have to lie. We're actually talking about fucking in the ass. So since you're a virgin and you ain't fucked in the ass, the pussy or had your dick sucked, you can't really relate to what we're talking about. So if you feel that we're talking about you,
I'm gonna tell you, Chuck. If you come out here in Jamaica, if you come out here in New York City, you know what it is. That's one thing.
What?
She gonna leave you in the fetal position, sucking your thumb like boomerang.
I'm just saying. I'm not trying to say it. I'm not talking. I'm just saying to you. You feel me? Like, I know how you look. You skinny. Dark skin, pretty eyes and everything. Skinny. You probably got the crazy wet game. you probably got the wet game, so I don't understand.
What is a wet game? Like, your slang is like killing me because I'm from New York too, and like, what the hell is wet game?
A wet game is that coochie is good. You feel me?
How do you know coochie's good if you've never had it?
I'm just saying. I never had none.
Just
because
a
coochie's
good
is
not
the game. Oh, my God, man. I ain't talking about I had some. I'm just saying.
So, but you assume that based on what? What you see in porn, boo-boo? Because real life sex is not like porn. No, real life sex is not like porn. Let me just kill that myth for you right now.
So, I understand it. So what is yours about?
What about?
Yours.
What is my pussy about?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I ain't talking about, I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about your homegirl.
You mean what my pussy was about?
Yeah, I'm just asking. What is yours
you need to
about?
Be a little more precise when you're asking me what is my pussy about, because, like, I'm not catching your question. You expect me to brag about my pussy? Like, is that what you're expecting? Like,
yeah, just
real women, boo boo, do not kiss and tell, unless they get paid to do so. My name ain't Superhead.
Okay.
I just handle mine, and I'm discreet about it.
Oh, okay. I respect that. So, clean. I like a person clean. You feel me? I don't.
What is clean to you though? Like, you gonna want to see paperwork on a bitch? Cause, like,
no,
I
didn't say it. Hold on. God, damn.
Clean like
what?
How? Like a bitch shaves and don't got a jungle pussy? Like, I don't. I'm not following you. But, like,
with him, he don't know what the hell he want, because if he keeps looking at porno movies, he's going to have life fucked up, because he keeps saying, when I come to New York, come see about him, come check for him, and me being the type of female that I am, I can't fuck with somebody that ain't fucked about 5-6 years strong. Like,
you
got to fuck at 24. By the time you meet a bitch like me, you need to have been fucking strong from 24 to 32. You know what I'm saying? You need to have that long years where your dick game was just so fucking potent. Me personally, like, me and you fucking, it would be so unfair, because you would get a better feeling than me. You may have 9.5 inches, but when you fuck virgins and they're not used to pussy and they're used to their hands, the first thing they do is bust off within the first 2 minutes.
Not me.
How the fuck do you?
Not me. Not me. No, guarantee. Come out here in New York. Come out here in January. Don't play. Come out here in January and see.
If I see you in New York, I'm gonna be playing myself. Hold on. Fuck out of here.
And then you can blog about how bad the dick was.
Girl,
think about it.
No, because then everybody would be like, yo, Chop, what in the fuck was you thinking? Girl, stop. Hi, Sean, baby. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you feeling? just laughing about that, dude. I think what he meant was he's looking for a Carfax, I think, you know?
Carfax, I think that's a good one.
Yeah, I think that's what he's looking for.
I mean, it's just hard to say. I mean, there's nothing. Okay, I've been with two versions in my life that I knew about. And one of them, the last one I didn't know about. So when I was in high school, you know, I was fucking a lot. I was, like, knocking them out the box. So, you know, the best thing to do is, if you one of them females that's fucking a lot, we're going to bring the homeboy to you because you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I swear, y'all, I pull my pants down, take one leg out, and I lay on the bed. This motherfucker's dick is the size of a pencil. And he's sticking it in. He's humping everything but the pussy, and then he comes. I'm like, what the fuck? No. No, no. Then the second dude is, I fuck him, and I'm 16, and he's 18, about to be 19. I'm not even knowing that he's a virgin, because when I tell you, this motherfucker ate my pussy right, I like the biggest dicks that a 16-year-old should not be fucking with. And I found out, like, maybe, like, 4 years ago that I was his first. I was like, you're lying. He's like, no, you was. I would have never known. But Mr. Knockdown Entertainment is not going to have the same kind of game face. He's not. He's going to have that game face to where when he comes, he's gonna, it's going to be like fucking a rabbit. You know what I'm saying? Wow. You know, when you were a little kid, and like, I used to run from dick when I was 12. I had a boyfriend. I had a really big dick. I'm 12. I'm playing with Barbie. I don't need no dick. So, you know, we kiss and we dry hump. Cool. Call me the next day. We fucking. What you mean? Like, and what my mama do and all that? Shit, no, we not. He's like, what you mean? I said, because I'm waking up with you. Man, 12 years old, and I heard that boy had the dick, the size of a dick of a man? No. That was, like, one of the few times I ran from dick. That's because I was a virgin. So
Dicker
he ended up fucking another girl, and he got her pregnant. But he busted her ass wide open. They said them sheets was bloodier than a motherfucker. That could have been me. I'm good.
Nah, I'm good. I don't need dick that big. I don't need porn cock. As long as you know what you're working with and you can eat it, I'm good.
Yes. So my thing is, with Mr. NY, he has a lot more films to look at. I think I need to make an instructional on how to fuck and some other shit and dedicate it to him. So then when he looks at it, you know, on top of teaching him how to Dougie, I'm going to teach him how to blow a back out, but not my back. Somebody else's. Because his dick and my pussy is not going to make for a good mix. Because then that means if I fuck him, I would have to go to Brooklyn and fuck about 3-4 more niggas to get the same feeling that he should have gave me that first time.
Oh, wow. She said 3 or 4 niggas. I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good.
New York is hit or miss. But Brooklyn got a good reputation. They got strong backs. They got, I can't lie. Harlem, no.
No, no, no. Don't rule Harlem out completely. I don't know. I used to mess with this dude from Harlem. He was half Dominican and half black. Mm-mm.
Oh, I guess I must be thinking about some famous people from Harlem, my bad.
Just because a dude is famous don't mean he got good dick. Trust me, I know.
You know what? You are so right. But famous people get caught up with their money and they swear they can buy the title good dick.
I don't know. Money doesn't feed me, so.
I'm not going to call no names of the famous rapper, but, you know, 4 inches with a curve does not make your dick big. Even if we bent that bitch out, you would only get an inch back, and that would be fine.
But it's curved. Is it curved up or curved to the side? Because that makes a difference. If it's curved up, a bitch like me might work with it.
No, it's curved to the side.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Yeah. If my mouth can cover your whole dick, then you got the short end of the stick.
Mm-mm.
There is no God's reflect unless I stub my finger in my own throat.
Wow.
Oh, but, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, I don't know. Sean, do you have any advice for Mr. Virgie?
I think Mr. Virgin needs to stop being so goddamn picky and go out and get him some pussy.
Mr. Virgin,
hey.
You're going to get some pussy tonight.
Damn. I respect you on that too, China. Chocolate. Sorry. My bad.
I done shook him so much that he done forgot my name. He called me
something else. Nah, cause you see, you're getting on me. You put me on blast.
I'm just keeping it. I'm telling you what you need to know. So when you do come across a female like me, up live, close and personal,
yeah.
You know what the fuck to do. For real. You can ready to fuck a female? Jack your dick first, because then it's going to take you a long time to come the second time. But because, heck, you know, because you haven't felt no pussy yet, it don't really matter. You might just eat just when you get up close to it. So,
you get predicting to it, so.
By the time I get to New York, I'm going to request that you be there for five bitches, and I need references.
Okay.
References.
That'd be fun.
Video references.
Come down to New York.
Come to New York. You're in Queens.
Come to Jamaica, Queens. In fact, come to New York. I bet you.
Oh, see, my girl's just looking for a dude out there to mess with.
Yeah, I just need video references.
What you say?
I need video references.
I said my whole girl is looking for a shorty out there, and you're a virgin too.
What part you be going to in the city?
You say you
from New York, right? You say you from New York. You come to Jamaica, Queens.
I'd be in the Bronx. I'd be in Queens. I'd be in Harlem. I'd be all over the place.
You be in Brooklyn.
I don't go to BK that often. I just told you four times I'd be down in Jamaica.
In Queens, okay.
Y'all pay attention? Right. I'd be down in Queens Village regularly, getting my clock cleaned.
Oh, okay. I had to see you one day. That's one day.
Yeah, that's going to be one day soon, because my show about
one day.
You're making my fucking head hurt. I can't keep laughing, guys.
So
be more careful.
I'm just trying to make you laugh or something, man. That's one thing.
We ain't laughing, boo. You're giving us a headache because you're going around in circles.
Yeah, I feel you.
Mr. New York Virgin, I'm really going to need you to step up your something. I don't know what the fuck you need to step up, but it got to be something.
Come out here and teach me then.
Teach you what?
Come out here and teach me then.
I can't teach you.
Nah, I want you to come out here in New York and teach the person.
And teach a person?
Yup.
My lessons.
I want to see how perfect you is.
Okay, my lessons cost. Unless you got a unemployment debit card, I don't think you can pay for my services. Unless you got an unemployment payment card, I don't think you can pay for my services because my lessons cost.
Where?
Huh?
Where?
Yeah, he's going to slide it down the crack of your ass. That's what he's going to do.
Damn, that's sad. You crazy, man. Y'all acting too funny today.
Oh, my God.
Yo, that's not. Yeah, I know.
Like, I don't know what the hell.
It's pay-per-view, though. You got to pay or something, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's what he's trying to say. He's not getting it.
That ain't no problem.
Okay, so you have money to pay for the lesson?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Do I even dare ask where the money is coming from?
It's coming from Mama.
No.
So who do you live with out there in Queens? Who do you live with in Queens?
Oh, I stay with my pops.
Okay, so you don't have your own crib. You stay with your dad.
No.
You stay in the basement, or you have your own room?
I got my own room.
Okay, so. Do you be on the block? I mean, like, I need to see, like, what your budget is like so I can see what kind of lesson you can afford.
Oh, too.
He gonna take you to the Hojo, the Howard Johnson.
Yep.
The one that's you think
oh,
the no, boo boo. I gotta go downtown.
Downtown, yeah. In the city, yes.
I gotta stay at a Marriott or Embassy Suite.
Suite hotel there, so it's either or.
Huh?
It's either or.
Either or what?
The Holiday Inn hotel, or
oh, you do one of them hourly joints and pay for like a block of 4 hours.
Yeah, for like what, $45, right?
Yeah, it's like $45 for like 4 hours. He's gonna take you to a spot uptown in the Bronx, probably.
Well, uptown in the Bronx? No, no, no.
So where you gonna take me?
Huh?
Where you gonna take me?
Anytime. Can you come out here?
Okay, how much money do you have in your pocket right now?
200.
That ain't enough, baby.
300. No, I have 200.
A whole meal with cocktails.
Nah, I'm talking about for real.
For real what?
I'm talking about for real.
For real what?
You tell you want what? IHOP? So.
I should cut you, Sean. With you being older and experienced, you
can
rub it out.
My brother, I
damn.
Hey, you got him the qualifications.
Well, you know what? With those $200 that had in his pocket, he should go down the street and find somebody that can, you know, a little quick. You know, that's it.
You off right quick for $200.
No.
Give you a little hand job or something.
Yeah.
No, $200. No. How much?
How much? When you need to go, you need to go ask them girls down there.
How much? I'm just saying. Just saying. How much?
My face in person starts out at $5.
Okay, that's fine.
$5 bill.
See my face, honey. I might be in a cab riding past you and stick my hand out and get your money. That's what you're paying for. You're paying for a drive-by.
Nah, what? Ain't no wrong with that.
What's he gonna do? Ask your daddy to borrow the other 300?
No. I have money. That's what I mean. So I could pay for it my own self.
Okay.
So
this is what I'm gonna need you to do. Since you be seeing my shit on Twitter, I'm going to need you, so that means you must be following me already or something. I'm going to need you to tweet me a picture, because I'm going to have to see you up close.
I don't got no pictures on the computer.
I need to see if you really look like how you sound.
I don't got no pictures on Twitter, on a computer, so.
Don't you got a phone?
How'd I go do that?
You got a cell phone?
Yeah.
What kind of cell phone you got?
It's an MP phone.
A who?
It's an MPC phone.
What the hell is that?
MPC phone.
An MP3 player phone?
Yeah.
So what you got? You got an iPhone, you got an Android, you got a BlackBerry.
It's a BlackBerry.
You got a slide. So you just should have said BlackBerry, because I have a BlackBerry.
Yeah.
Well, don't all BlackBerries have a camera phone, though, right?
Yeah, I do. And mine has a flash in it.
Huh?
Turn that phone around and snap a picture and send it to a chat.
No, I had to turn off the phone.
I gotta get off the phone and then take the picture and send to her.
Wait, you have a BlackBerry. I could take a picture right now while I'm talking and probably tweet it. So
I can't do that. Mine's ain't gonna do
why
it.
You got a boost? You got a boost BlackBerry? You got a boost?
No.
You got a contract phone, but you ain't got no job. How's that possible?
You got no job?
Who pays for your phone bill then? Like,
damn, you're
going
to have to put me on.
Saying,
okay, all right.
Some of the stuff you're saying just not making sense to me. You got $200 in your pocket. You don't work. You don't go to school. You have a BlackBerry. It's not a boost. So who's paying your phone bill? You want a flex plan or something? Like,
no, I pay for my phone. First in the month. First in the month.
Why, you get a check or something? Like,
yep.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so you get an SSI check.
Yes.
Oh, that's why you're slow. Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you do get money. He might be able to afford you, boo, because that check comes on the first of the month. And
that's
I hear there's no more cost of living increases, but people that get SSI get anywhere from $700 to $1,000 a month.
Yeah.
Get out his SSI on some BK Biggie shit, boo. You better jump on that.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. My head hurts. My head hurts.
Yeah.
My head hurts.
What in the fuck have I gotten myself into? Oh my God. Okay.
That explains it, see? I got answers for you. You got to know how to answer right
now. Thank you.
Technically, my show ended 9 minutes ago. I can't fuck with y'all no more. My head hurts. I need to eat.
Hey.
I need to talk to Shay on Twitter because she is retarded.
Yeah, you is. She is too, man. She sounds like she's mad cool. So, hey, I respect that too. So,
yeah, it's possible you got a real big dick.
Word. And just has no game.
So don't.
No, yeah, we might have to make some improvisations for you.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we might really need to. Oh, my gosh, Don, I do not need to go have anal sex to cure my headache. I just need to stop laughing so hard at my guests. I will be all right.
Damn, that's sad.
I swear, yo, he is my number one fan for that. So I have to be motivated to write part two. So when I go out of town, I am going to try it. And I'm going to either voice record it or video record some of the interaction and put it up on the site and dedicate it to Don.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, what? You want some 9.5 to be up in mine?
Huh?
Why, you want some 9.5 to be up in my butt?
Nah, shut up, man.
He might have a small dick. He might have to put it in your butt.
I mean, 9.5 ain't small. Mm-mm. What size shoe you wear?
Size 11.
Okay. Can you palm a basketball?
Huh?
Can you palm a basketball?
Yeah.
Okay, here's a question, then I'm getting the hell off the phone. When you stroke your dick, do you use one hand or two hands?
One hand.
I did my 9.5 inches. I knew it. Because a big dick nigga uses two hands.
Nah.
Yes, boo boo, yes.
I was just joking.
Okay.
No, I used to.
Let me ask Sean.
I was just joking.
You haven't been fucking lately, so.
I'm just joking.
Okay, well, we're going to ask a man to be fucking. Sean, when's the last time you
jacked
your dick?
When's the last time I what?
You jacked your dick.
I don't jack off, remember?
Oh, that's right. The last time you remember jacking your dick. You know, like.
I never I never do that. Remember I tell you that? I don't be jacking off, though, you know? I mean, if I want to go and if I feel like when I'm busting up, then I just go and have sex with a girl.
So are you still on a drought?
Nah. It's been, like about 3 weeks that I actually did something, but I haven't since then, you know. But
I'd be climbing the walls.
Yeah.
I don't feel that.
You're not a fucker.
Nah. I mean, of course I like sex, though, but it's just that I have female friends that if I want to have sex, then I know that I can go and get it, though. You know, I mean, I'm not saying this to brag or anything like that, though. Nah, I mean, I have female friends that come in all the time.
That's the same way I do. That's the same way I do. You feel me?
You
I let it chill. I'm for real. I'm the same way. I'm not sure.
I'm just saying.
I'm the same
that's
way.
You just not say nothing else, because you is boy by no.
Don't do that to me.
No, don't do that to yourself. Don't do that to me. How are you going to say you have female friends that you can call and fuck, but you still a virgin? Why ain't nobody going to give you no pussy? I mean, real talk, all jokes aside, why ain't nobody giving you no pussy?
Because they ain't even checking. They
not
checking for me.
You're not paying attention either. He's slow.
Yeah, but he was saying that he's a virgin, and then just a while ago he said that he's the same way as me, where I can just go out and have sex with, you know, with any girl I choose. You know, well, not any girl I choose to, but any girl that if I want to have sex with a girl that I know, then I'm just going to have sex with her, though. But I don't go out to the clubs and, oh, I'm going to find that one, I'm going to go try to fuck her. Nah. You know what I mean? I have female friends that I talk to at work. Friends that I went to school with, you know, I can go out and have sex with them, though, you know, but, I mean, they're there, but if I fuck them already, then, you know, I can.
Yeah.
What night some? Let me find out.
Uh-uh. Huh?
Okay, so, I really don't know what to say
because
I'm scratching my head. My stomach hungry.
Okay, scratch it. Drink some water.
Man, my stomach about to cuss you the fuck out.
Don't cuss me out. Don't put me out like that.
I'm gonna cuss you out. My stomach is gonna cuss you out because my stomach is saying it can't believe you still got me on the air with this bullshit and something ain't right.
Okay, then. I'm about to come in.
You about to catch the Chinese bus and go where?
From Chinese food.
I know
you ain't laughing. I know you know you want to eat some Chinese food, so shut up.
What?
What you ordering?
Huh?
What you ordering?
I'm going to cook.
I cook.
To monitor my calls more carefully. I am about to end my radio show, but the conversation will still go on Twitter and BlackBerry. So, thank you, everybody.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You is welcome.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, man.
Everybody that called in, especially Mr. Jamaica Queen, you have truly been something special.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
I'm about to get on Twitter, and I'm going to find you some pussy.
I appreciate it. Bye, Shay. Have a good day.
I'm about to promote that 9.5 for you. Hey, appreciate it.
Bye,
y'all.
Bye.
Bye. Sean? Hey, this is Chalk Mommy with Chocolate City Radio. And the show is over. I will be back live tomorrow from 2 to 4 p.m. Ride the chocolate waves then. Good night.